between games here at the game table. And before we get into the next one, it's discussion time. This is Table Topics, where we read stories from Reddit having to do with situations in the tabletop world. We will react, discuss, and give our opinions on the chosen topics for you to enjoy and possibly take back to your gaming table. I'm your host, Kaylee, and my guest today is Nate.
What's up, guys?
Today's topic is choices. So let's get into it. If other people don't know this, you are my husband of 7 years.
Mm.
Going on 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You knew this, I think.
Yeah.
Sound familiar?
Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay. And you have often been put in the position, as have I, but I feel like you more, because my family tends towards party games more than yours does.
Mm.
You have often been put in a position where you are playing a game where you are asked to submit something for judgment. Whether it's like a what do you meme or a Dixit or that type of game, apples to apples, whatever, you're giving an answer. You have to choose. Do you have any fun stories from maybe where you've made a careful choice or leaned into it? Or
I usually don't pull my punches in those games. Well, I usually pull my punches the same amount, regardless of who I'm around. Let's just put it that way.
Of who's in the room. Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Like, I'm not necessarily putting in the first thing that comes to mind, because maybe the first thing that comes to mind is not necessarily great.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little too spicy or a little too whatever, right? Yeah, I mean, I think we've played with certain family members on your side of the family that, like, had very strong beliefs about certain things. And so it was sometimes a problem to reference certain topics or things like that, you know? That didn't necessarily stop me, but it was definitely in my mind.
It was a factor.
You know, so.
Yeah, I'm thinking of this example that was actually your family, where we had to, it was one where you like write your answers. You're not choosing from cards. And I think the question was, what's something you've done for the first time recently? And you and I shared this look across the table. Because we both knew what would be the funniest thing to write down. But we also both knew to not write it down.
Right. Yeah,
and
sometimes funny isn't worth it. Usually it is. My opinion.
Okay.
Be yourself, be funny.
I think the choices that you make always have to be balanced between what's the best for this game and what's the best when I have to get up from this table. And go back to my regular life.
Fair.
With these people.
Fair.
So that's what we're focusing on today. We're looking at some choices. We are specifically looking at people who probably made the wrong choice in some situations.
Letting me know the...
I said probably.
Okay.
I said probably.
Okay. I just don't want to know the secrets beforehand.
But I think we're going to have some hard takes on these people. So get into it. It's going to be exciting. So we'll start with the tamest one that I have. This comes from r/AITA from Pebbles102.
Hi, Pebbles.
And it says AITA for playing a card in Cards Against Humanity.
That's it.
Well, that's the title.
I mean, you got to give us a little bit more than playing a card in Cards Against Humanity, right?
I mean, listen, Reddit has a tendency to either describe titles extremely wrong and set yourself up for judgment before they even read your post.
Good.
Or yeah. to be like this and be like,
I just played a card.
It's incredibly vague.
It was only my foreign friend's green card.
It was only a social security card. I don't understand.
I just played a card.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right. a common right. thing.
Sorry.
I'm
Sorry.
On here enough to know.
Okay.
Let's try this again. And let Pebbles get to the body of their post.
I apologize, Pebbles.
AITA for playing a card in Cards Against Humanity. This weekend, I was invited to a friend's birthday party. Let's call him Steve. I was invited along with five friends of mine. We bought a present for Steve where everyone paid a share. When we arrived to the party in the evening, Steve informed us that he intended to cook for us, but he didn't have all the ingredients, so he decided against it. So there was no food for us, not even snacks. Someone asked Steve for a drink, and he said that he only has tap water, and if we wanted anything else, we could go and buy it. So we settled for tap water. We then had to clean up Steve's table from all sort of stuff in order to start playing card games. Steve claimed he didn't find enough time to clean his room before we came around. When we started with Cards Against Humanity, there was a black question card that read, "Well, crap, my eyes ain't so good, but I'll eat my own boot if that ain't blank." So I had a white card that said, "A disappointing birthday party." I felt like it fit, so I put it down as my answer and I won the round with it. Everyone laughed except Steve, who told me that I am a problem for choosing this card. I don't feel like I am, since to me it was in fact a disappointing party. So Reddit, am I the problem?
I mean, for playing a card, no. I have a rule in games like this. When I'm around people I care about a lot, right? I try to stay in the realm of funny without being true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm going like hilarious, then it's going to be something outlandish that nobody would ever even believe it's true.
Sure.
So, I mean, I've heard similar stories to this before, where it's like, I was just calling it like I saw it. Well, sure, that's fine. Calling it like you saw it. But I think you knew what you did before you did it, right? You played a card that you knew was singling somebody out and saying, "Hey, you didn't give me a good birthday party." And you did it anyway. You know, you knew what you did before you put it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's... I'm of two minds about this. Because on the one hand, karma teed that up for you. And all you had to do was swing. Like, it was perfect. Like, so on the one hand, I'm like, oh, that temptation would also be there for me. But it sounds like Steve maybe has some economic issues going on, or, you know, maybe has, there could be more to it than he just let his friends down, which is the risk that you're taking here by taking the shot, is that, you know, if it was an effect of laziness that this party is underwhelming, maybe he can handle that. But if it's like, I've had to work overtime this week and I didn't have money for this and I didn't have time to go to the grocery store, then you are taking the risk of genuinely hurting your friend on his birthday, at his birthday party. So.
Oh, this is Steve's birthday party. Yeah. I missed that.
Yeah, I was invited to a friend's birthday party. So this is Steve's party.
This is Steve's party at his own house.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, be a good friend to Steve.
So you're flipping now. Now you're definitely like, no, wait, you're not flipping. That's not where flipping. You stood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, sounds like Steve's down on his luck and really wanted to invite a bunch of friends over for a party. because no one was gonna do anything for his birthday anyway.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it does kind of sound that way, and we just feel bad for Steve.
Sorry, we're a little bit of a sucker for the sad boy.
Steve, send me an invite to your next birthday party and we will be there and we will bring snacks.
Steve, get in the comments. Hit us up. We'll bring you some snacks. We might even bring pizza.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How about that? Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know because there's no age given here. So it could be young kids that can't afford to DoorDash pizza or, you know, whatever.
Sure.
It's hard to know. I feel like I'm definitely the type of friend that would be like, oh my gosh, you didn't have time to make dinner. Like, what can we, like, you know, to keep it. And then say you had saved the party in that way, then play the card. Or maybe karma will set you up with a prompt that's like, I was able to reverse a disappointing birthday party. You know, swap it around that way. So it is like, you know, it's a whole idea of punching down.
Right.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to target someone who's already targeted or already disadvantaged in some way. So I get the temptation of the choice, and I would probably telling on myself a little bit in this way, because I've done this when we've played games with my parents, is I'll lean over to my sister and show her my card and be like, ha, 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 I should play this one. This one would be good. But then it goes right back in my hand and it doesn't make it, you know.
You get the recognition for your joke without actually hurting any feelings.
Yeah, see, you win.
And the only repercussions are that it looks like you and your sister are having a little side convo.
Yeah.
Sure, that's okay.
So this is kind of interesting because the vote on this is actually not the problem.
Okay.
So you and I are the minority in this situation. Here's the top comment. Not the problem. Getting offended at Cards Against Humanity means you probably shouldn't play it. And Pebbles responds and says, Steve thinks the answers should never target one of the players directly, just humanity in general. Someone responds to that and says, it's about time Steve ventured out into the real world. Oh no, they're piling on Steve here. And then the next one says, or ventured to the corner store and gotten a few beers and crisps. Or at least make a better birthday party.
You guys should all throw him a birthday party next year. And then you can play Cards Against Humanity and play whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because it's your party.
Oh, gosh. I see why that's the top comment, but they really did pile on there.
Sorry, Steve. Pebbles, the internet has spoken.
You're not the problem.
Clearly, you're not the problem. Clearly, Kaylee and I have differing opinions.
We're just too Southern genteel.
Yeah, I think we also are suckered in by the sad boy.
Maybe. No comment. Okay. Here's another comment by Redoubtable South. This is not the problem. I mean, first off, everyone knows the point of Cards Against Humanity is a game that's meant to be offensive, sarcastic, crude, and downright awful. It's a dark humor game. If you're easily offended, don't play it. But also, don't play it while throwing a bad party if you're going to get butthurt when someone mentions it's a bad party. I mean, no food and just tap water to drink, and you had to clear off the table yourself? Edited to add, well, maybe you're more of a justified problem since the point of the game is to be a problem. But that's not a real option here, so that's why I'm going with not the problem. Yikes.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's my opinion.
I will say I have not played a lot of Cards Against Humanity, right? And maybe it's the crowds that I've been amongst playing it, right? I mean, the cards are set up to be offensive, sure. To be like edgy, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Not necessarily offensive. And to be dark humor and things like that. But that doesn't mean that you're putting in something that targets somebody individually or brings up an issue that's really bad or something like that, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to date us a little bit here. I'm fairly confident Cards Against Humanity came out while we were in high school. And playing Cards Against Humanity in high school on one of the last days of school after exams when everybody's being terrible is hilarious, is very fun. And the jokes are there and there's no problem. But yeah, taking this shot at someone is more than I would do. Clearly, yeah. Most of the players of Cards Against Humanity are more than fine with it. It's more than I would do.
Yeah.
Because that is, I know it's the name of the game. I know it. I get it. But it's not one of my favorites. So, what are you going to do?
I think we're going to move on.
Oh, okay. All right. So, we're going to move on. These next stories, I'm going to be very much less on the fence. And I think you are too. We're going to up the ante a little bit. I think it's getting much more out of hand, some of these choices that are made in these games. Okay. So this comes from r/AITA. It is from the pandemic time period. It's from Branch Loans. AITA for saying my wife wasn't my dream girl in a trivia game.
Oof.
So my wife and I have been doing a game night every so often with some other couples via Zoom since we can't go out and see people lately. We were playing this card game the other night that was like basically a trivia game for couples to play, and you're asked a question and you write down your answer and your partner has to guess what they think you answered. If they guess correctly, your team gets a point. Whichever couple knows each other the best wins. So some of the questions in this version were a little spicy. And one of the questions was, who is your dream man or woman to have sex with? I wrote down my spin instructor, since my wife knows I think she's hot and thought she'd guess her and we'd get a point.
Oof, my dude.
Well, screw me. Turns out every other husband either wrote down their wife or a celebrity or a fictional character. My wife was livid and upset. I tried to explain that I didn't actually want to do anything with my spin instructor, and I would never even briefly consider being unfaithful. It was just me trying to play the game. She doesn't believe me, saying everyone else's instinct was women who didn't exist, or better yet, their wives. I feel really bad, but also really confused. I don't know how to deal with this. Is she overreacting, or am I a problem?
You should probably go ask your spin instructor.
That's the only way to make this worse. Don't listen to him.
No, bad advice. Sorry, r/bad advice.
That's a bad take. Oh my gosh. Update. I talked to my spin instructor. Yeah, woof.
Dude, I mean, my first thought, right, when you were like, am I the problem for putting down someone other than my wife, was, well, no, because if you put down like a celebrity that, or like if you put down Galacta from Marvel Comics or, you know, whatever, like you put down somebody who doesn't exist that your wife knows that you like have a crush on, you know, sure, right? Because I get it. The question's phrased like, who's your dream girl? But also the point of the game is it's a couples game, right? And you're trying to win. So like, I would 100% put down my wife because that's the root one answer that my wife is going to guess.
Speaking as a wife, unless I knew you had a hardcore crush on a specific character, like I think, 'cause you like Jessica Jones.
Oh, I do like Jessica Jones.
Jones, yeah. The Marvel character. But you don't talk about her all the time. If we had Jessica Jones posters and figurines and whatever, then maybe I would write that as your answer. Right.
Like, you might guess Ryan Reynolds, but...
For you?
No, I'm kidding.
Every straight man has a crush on Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, well, that's probably fair. So do most women, I think. No, but like, my concern here is that if he thinks he's talked about his spin instructor being hot so much, that's obviously the answer his wife is going to write down.
That's not a good thing.
That's a problem. You're talking about your spin instructor too much.
Yeah.
When I play games like this, like the couple games and things like that, right? Go as route one as you can.
Yeah.
You know, like, and route one is your wife.
It's just like for the newlywed game, I think the place for, weirdly enough, where I've seen it played the most is on a cruise ship. Apply cruise ship logic to the newlywed game. If the obvious answer is your partner, who's your favorite person? Who do you want to spend the rest of your life with? Da 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 da. Put your freaking partner, because you don't want to be up on a crowd in front of strangers on a cruise ship saying, oh, it's Katniss Everdeen
from right.
The Hunger Games.
Like, oh, it's my spin instructor.
Guess what?
No name. No, yeah, anything.
No, we don't need that, because now everyone on the cruise ship is going to look at you and go, ah, spin instructor guy. Hey, this guy wants to get with his spin instructor. Like,
you will have an old man come up to you and ask for a photo of your spin instructor.
No, you will have an old man come up to you and say, what's a spin instructor? Wild. It's just such a wild choice. And the fact that he thinks it's so obvious that was the right answer. Because like, when he's saying here, like, I'm really confused. I just thought we'd get a point. Like,
I thought that's what she'd guess immediately.
That just concerns me so much.
Clearly that's what came to your mind immediately, which is not a good thing. She has a right to be mad.
Yeah, I think if you felt that strongly that was the right answer, your whole paragraph about, like, I would never be unfaithful is just not believable, sir. I'm so sorry. You just went to that answer so fast.
Oh, man.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. That's it. It's a totally avoidable sowing of doubt in your relationship.
It is.
And that's crazy to me. Like, I'm on Reddit for more than board games. And there was another story that I heard where they were, like, picking hall passes. If we picked in hall passes in our relationships, which we don't, unless yours is Ryan Reynolds, and I forgot that. But hall passes, you pick someone
right
way out there, like unachievable.
Right. It's not like the Pam and Jim from The Office joke where it's like, oh, my doctor.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. There was another Reddit story where someone was like, oh, I said my hall pass was my dermatologist. And now I have to get a new dermatologist. Because, like, that's right. Achievable. Like, oh, man. Oh, just
crazy.
Don't. Just make a different choice.
I don't know. Don't know what goes through people. Don't know what goes through people's heads.
So, unsurprisingly, this person was declared the
problem.
Here's the top comment from Minky Mink. And it says, you're the problem. Who humiliates their wife in front of friends? Oh, right. You do. I would strongly suggest you quit your spin class immediately and spend as much time and effort as it takes groveling to win back your wife's trust. Good grief, man.
Good grief.
Then there's a response to that that says, honestly, OP is going to hear about this for ages if he doesn't quit that spin class ASAP. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He just gave her a massive reason to worry about it, in addition to humiliating her in front of friends. OP, You're the problem, buddy. Mm. Big oof.
Big oof.
I think that kind of says it all. Big oof. But it's not going to get better.
Right.
It's going to get
worse. You said it keeps going, getting worse. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Primed and ready to go.
So this one is along the same vein. It's from r/AITA. Am I the problem for getting drunk on New Year's Eve and saying my wife's sister is the hottest person in the room during a New Year's Eve party game?
My dude.
Why are you even asking the internet this?
He had to ask the internet. He wasn't sure.
He wasn't sure. Okay.
He wasn't sure.
All right.
So I think like, here's, this is why this one's worse than the other one. Level one, you name someone you're in contact with. Worse, you name someone's sibling.
Yeah.
Whew.
I'm sorry. Okay. And I haven't heard this before, but if he starts blaming the alcohol, not an excuse.
Well,
he said getting drunk and naming. That makes it.
Yep.
Right.
Nope. Buckle up.
Right. Doesn't mean you're not the problem.
Yep. Okay. So am I the problem for getting drunk on New Year's Eve and saying my wife's sister is the hottest person in the room during a New Year's Eve party game? I can assure that I, along with the rest of the world, know that my wife is jaw-droppingly stunning. This wasn't a matter of my wife being not attractive, just that her sister has a resume and career built on being attractive. My wife's family is hot. My wife is gorgeous. However, her sister was a literal Victoria's Secret model in 2010. And that's just not something us normal people can compete with, in all honesty. And it just kind of came up incredibly inconveniently. He's really laying the groundwork here. The actual story. So my male 36, wife, female 28's family, parent, sister, brother-in-law, and their newborn stayed with us over the holidays. We switch off every year, and sometimes we even have both our families together, which is awesome, since everyone surprisingly has so much fun. This New Year's Eve, I will concede, got a bit out of hand. I personally had a few too many shots and cocktails, but it was New Year's Eve, and everyone was celebrating and having a good time. I certainly wasn't the only person slurring my words at the end of the night. Anyway, after midnight, the adults were gathered around playing some sort of funny new game my wife found at Target, my wife literally sitting on my lap. We had all been having a great time, my brother-in-law giving me crap and teasing me all night, me trying as best I can to keep up with his wit, the room always full of laughter, that sort of vibe. Well, it all came to a crashing halt when my mother-in-law picked up a card, hottest person in the room, and it was my turn to answer. Immediately, I answered her sister's name, but it was obvious to the whole room what an honest answer would be. I love my wife and think she's hot, but I don't think it's fair to hold her beauty in competition with the Victoria's Secret model, which just happens to be her sister, sitting directly across from me. Yes, maybe I shouldn't have been so honest, but I was drunk, and we'd all been saying crazy stuff and joking around all night. I guess I just felt safe. My wife has barely looked at me since and won't let me apologize and explain my perspective and validate that I think she's literally a goddess in my eyes. None of her family seemed to be overly bothered by it, besides an awkward laugh, but everyone can feel things are tense between me and wifey. Okay. Be honest. Am I the problem?
Yep. All right. So I kind of get some of the reasoning, you know, like, oh, well, how can your wife compete with a model or whatever? Right. Like, okay. I get that there is some reasoning there. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of that goes out the door when it's a family member we're talking about.
That's my point. It's like, you could have named any other Victoria's Secret model then, if that was your criteria. Right. It could have been Heidi Klum. Could have been Tyra Banks.
Right. Well, they weren't in the room, but.
Oh, well. Oh, that's true. Hottest person in the room. Apologies. Yeah.
So.
Woof.
Dude, there are some boundaries that you just stay away from. Stay far away from it. You think your brother-in-law gives you crap right now. Now your brother-in-law thinks that you think his wife's hotter than your wife.
Yeah. Yeah. He did that, didn't he?
That's not good.
No. Yeah, I love that he's defending. I don't love. He's defending himself with logic. Like, oh, well, I could say my wife because she's literally a goddess to me. But everyone would disagree because sister is a Victoria's Secret model. And so it's like he's phrasing it as if there would have been some blowback as he said his wife.
Right.
Like everyone been like, that's preposterous. It is clearly sister. Which is just, it's like back to the other one. It's like, if the obvious answer is your partner, you can say your partner.
Yeah. Also, clearly, whoever the game maker of this Target game was, made this Target game with the intention of making waves. You know, who puts a who's the hottest person in the room card into a truth game? You know?
See, that's interesting because I think a lot of party games are geared towards school-aged individuals, teenagers, high schoolers. And
so maybe it was right after they finished Spin the Bottle and 7 Minutes in
Right,
Heaven.
That's what, okay. I'm saying. Is, yeah. Is it's between Spin the Bottle and 7 Minutes in Heaven. You got to lay some groundwork.
Figure out who has a crush. Oh, yeah, I get it. Like, okay.
The creating opportunity. I mean, we laugh, but
you're saying that's kind of true. You're just clarifying that the makers of this game did not expect there to be a Victoria's Secret model in the room.
That's you know what? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe
Got it.
There should have been, who's the hottest person in the room other than the Victoria's Secret model?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Then we're on to something. Then we can cook. Then we're there. Oh my gosh. Imagine I'm literally sitting on your lap and you're like, oh no, her sister's just not to move.
That's the other thing, is it's like, if you're drunk and you're saying what first comes to your mind, right? Things like that. Again, first thing that could come to my mind would be my wife, because she's sitting on my lap.
But I'm looking across the room at my sister, and that was the first thing that came into my mind.
You claim your wife is a goddess, literally hugging this goddess.
Someone else. Oh, she's not going to talk to you, pal. You're done. You blew it. Your beautiful goddess wife is now hurt, and it's your fault.
Yeah, but if you break up, I've got a brother. And if your wife is as hot as you claim, shoot me her number.
No, I thought you were going to be like, my brother's a Ralph Lauren model.
That's what I should have done.
I've got a brother who's a Ralph Lauren model. We can make this work.
Yeah, we can give the Victoria's Secret model a run for their money.
So unsurprisingly, this person was voted the problem. Here's the top comment. It's from Falling Into Polka Dots. It says, oof. I mean, I get it. You were drunk and the question was asked. But I think everyone knows that that's not something you say in front of your wife. Situational, you're the problem. You made everything awkward and hurt your wife's feelings. And that must have been embarrassing as heck for that to happen in front of her whole family, including the sister that you think is objectively hotter than your wife. don't get so drunk that you can't hold the line. There's a response to that. Not OP, someone else. Says, I honestly, truly don't know if I could deal with this situation. It's made so much worse that it was in front of the whole family. OP trying to brush it off like they didn't seem overly bothered is insane. Mm-hmm. I promise, unless they're ridiculously careless or dysfunctional, everyone is very bothered. From the comments here, it's possible OP doesn't have the finesse or emotional capacity it would take to properly address this with his wife and her family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
Yeah. Hit up my brother. He's Ralph Lauren model.
Yeah, I think even my sister is beautiful and she does theater and she's fantastic. And if you said her over me based on some kind of accolade, I don't think even she would want to hear you say that.
No, absolutely not.
No, like... It does. It's, I mean, my mom's going to be suspicious of you now. My dad's going to be suspicious now. My sister's going to be uncomfortable being alone with you, pal. Like, right. I don't think it's being as brushed off as you think it is.
Yeah, it definitely isn't. And now your brother-in-law has power over you. No, I'm kidding.
The brother-in-law that you're trying to keep up with his wit now, you might have to worry about his fists instead of his wit.
That's right. He ain't gonna let you alone with his wife.
Nope. Oh, this is a good one. This is a comment from Cheesecake Life 20. And it says, yeah, you are. Everyone else definitely thought you were weird and probably felt bad for your wife. You could have answered anything. You could have even made a joke and said it was your father-in-law. You also bring up the fact that your sister-in-law is a Victoria's Secret model way too much. Get over it.
True.
I mean, you said the whole family is hot. Say your father-in-law.
Yeah, say your father-in-law.
That's hilarious. That's not going to get anybody mad at you.
That is good.
That's true. I do think he's stuck on this accolade.
Yeah.
In a very... 15-year-old kind of way.
Yeah.
Like the Victoria's Secret model. And,
yeah.
You know, hey, think about the person you chose to marry.
Right. Am I the minority here when, like, it does annoy me. This is going to be a little bit of soapbox, so okay. If you have to cut it out, I get
soapbox.
It.
Soapbox.
But it does annoy me when somebody's like, well, clearly that person's more attractive because they're a model than this person. And I'm like, well, no, that doesn't make them more attractive.
Yeah.
The fact that they are a model does not make them more attractive. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It just means that they chose that career and were able to make it into it. You know?
Yeah.
And there are many different forms of attraction, right? There's physical beauty, there's intellectual beauty, there's all sorts of beauty and hotness out there.
Yeah.
It annoys me when people are like, well, clearly this person's the hottest because they're a model.
Yeah, you know? Very down the line. And I think that's increased by, you know, the presence of Instagram models and people being influencers. Like, I've seen it in several stories where someone is like, objectively, this person has to be more beautiful because they get paid to just exist places, which is cool. Like, I would love to get paid to just exist places.
Sure.
But that doesn't make me automatically better than anybody else.
Right.
Even if I was.
Right.
So... yeah, he's definitely bringing up like this. He's definitely put so much value on this title that now, enhanced by alcohol or not, it has caused him to cause pain to his wife.
Yeah. Your wife is going to go through all of your stuff when she gets home to see if you have any Victoria's Secret catalogs.
Especially from 2010.
Right.
Oh, no.
Be warned.
No, that's 100. It's too late for you, Guy, because this was from a year ago, but you should you should heed that advice. I like this comment too. It's from a deleted user, but it says, you're the problem. How on earth can you not see the problem? If your brother was in Sports Illustrated, I bet you wouldn't like being compared to him.
Well, my brother is a Ralph Lauren model.
I love this because I don't know which brother you're assigning as a Ralph Lauren model.
The only one who's single.
Oh, okay. That's great. You know who you are. Sound off in the comments.
That's right.
We'll Photoshop you into some Ralph Lauren. Here's one. Yeah, you're the problem. And also, have you ever met another human before? Here's how this should have gone for you. Who's the hottest person in the room? My wife. Aww. All right, next question.
All right, let's practice.
Who's the hottest person in the room?
My father-in-law.
Aww. Yeah, there you go. There's lots of suggestions for what the answer is. This is, you're the problem. The answer is, my wife, duh. Or me.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. So anyway, this guy's been the problem to death.
Yeah. Moving on from that problem, on to the next problem.
That was my last problem.
Oh. You have voiced all of your problems?
No. I voiced all the ones I collected for today.
Oh, well, okay. That's good enough then.
Oh, any parting thoughts? Advice to not end up like these last two guys?
Use your head. You've got this thing called a brain. You know, I assume you're a human that's been in social situations before. Yeah, I mean, you also have a wife.
Yeah, both of these guys managed to get married before making these issues.
That's right.
So I think what we can really take away from this is that there's hope for all the singles out there.
Hey, Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren model. There's hope for you.
Maybe you can even get with someone whose sister is Victoria's Secret model.
Is that it? Have you voiced all your problems?
Yeah, I've voiced all my problems.
All of them.
For today.
Oh, oof. Okay.
Well, those are my problems. Those are our stories on today's table topic. Maybe you agree. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you want to pile on to some of these stories with your own experiences. Tell us about it. Do all of it. Maybe you have an unrelated story of your own you want to share. We'd love to bring it to the table. Check out our links in the show notes. Good luck on your next game, and we'll catch you again here on Table Topics.
Toodaloo.